Welcome to the Vending Technology Podcast. We're here again today with John Powell, who's a consultant in the cashless vending and other aspects of vending software. And in our last conversation, we were talking mainly about the Durbin Amendment, because that's been the recent news with regards to cashless transactions. And we talked about the fact that the Federal Reserve Board ruling of capping the interchange fee at 21 cents per transaction in itself does not have a significant effect on cashless vending at this point, since the interchange fees for cashless vending are already considerably lower than that. But John, let's put the interchange fees into perspective. What are the other key costs involved in vending cashless transactions?
That's really the crux of it, Elliot, because it's really a three-legged stool. And the three components are essentially the transaction fees that range in the 5 to 7% range for low-end transactions and go down from there as the vend price goes up. The other two components are the gateway fee, or the monthly service fee that you pay for communications and also for the service and support of the person doing the processing of the transaction, and then the amortized cost of the additional equipment necessary to do the cashless vending transaction. And I'd like to kind of talk about each one of these and put these in perspective as to how it would impact a traditional vending transaction. And again, let's start with the dollar vend transaction, which is really the low end of the
price point.
The low end of the price point. Let's start and talk at a dollar transaction, which is kind of the floor that we've all been used to for a low end vend price on an average vending machine. And let's go back again and use a blended rate on what has been published by NAMA and Bank of America and pick a figure of around 7.75% for the total transaction cost at that level. Now let's take a look at the second portion of the cost, which is the gateway fee. And again, if we use both the USA technology model or the Bank of America model, you're pretty close to $10 a month for transaction fees. It's a few cents less, but let's round it to $10 a month. If you look at what that $10 a month means in terms of transaction costs, allocating that $10 back to the individual transactions, it's very illustrative.
The $10 a month is a monthly fee for all transactions?
Is a flat fee for processing all of your transactions, correct.
So there's no individual per transaction fee?
Correct. But what we need to do in order to come up with a total cost per transaction is somehow work that $10 a month back into the cost per transaction. And the simple way of doing it is to say, take some numbers, and we'll start with an average vending machine doing somewhere in the neighborhood of 5,000 transactions a year at a dollar per transaction, comes up to $5,000 a year. We'll make an assumption that we get a 20% lift in sales due to putting on credit cards, debit cards, and other cashless, and we'll make a conservative assumption, erring toward the benefit of the cashless side, that there is no cannibalization. That's a real issue, but we'll take it off the table for the moment just to see what the payment gateway fee does to the cost per transaction. If you're using $5,000 as your annual revenue, you get a 20% bump. That means you get $1,000 worth of new business because of credit card transactions. If you get $1,000 worth of new business and you pay $120 per year for that $1,000, the average cost per transaction is $120 over 1,000 or 12%. So now if we take the 7.75% published NAMA rate and add in 12%, we are suddenly at 19.75% average transaction cost for a dollar transaction.
Before, and just for the sake of clarity, John, define again the difference between the 7.75% and the 12%.
Sure. 7.75%, or 7.75, 7.75%. Let me back up and we'll let you redo this. To clarify, Elliot, 7.75% is what an operator will pay on average to Bank of America for every transaction that is processed. And that 7.75% is paid in addition to the $10 a month monthly fee for the service.
Okay.
Now, if we take and figure that the average cost per transaction, the allocated cost per transaction of the gateway fee is 12%, and we add 7.75% to that, we come up with 19.75% cost of the credit card transaction, which I think goes a long way to explain why we've seen 100,000 points of sale deployed in the vending industry, but no more out of a 5 million deployed machine base. What we're seeing is cashless vending is being deployed on high volume, high vend price machines. If we use that same analogy, and I'm not going to walk you through all the details of the numbers, but we simply say, let's take instead of a machine that is doing a dollar vend, let's take a machine that's doing a $2 vend, and instead of doing 5,000 transactions a year, it's doing 10,000 transactions a year for a total of $20,000. All of a sudden, that 19% vending rate, 19.75% cost per transaction, drops down to 9.5%. And that's simply because you have more transactions to spread that monthly fee across, and some of the components of the credit card interchange fee are actually hard pennies as opposed to percentages. So the numbers work their way down, and suddenly at a large volume, high dollar machine, it looks even better. If you go up to an extreme price of $3 per transaction, then price, and 10,000 transactions in the machine, your gateway and transaction costs suddenly drop down now into the sub 7% range.
Okay. So I think what you're doing, John, is you're making the case for cashless for machines that have high vend prices and high volume.
Absolutely. Okay. And throwing out a note of caution that it really doesn't make sense to put cashless on the dollar transaction vending machine, and the importance of going in with your eyes open.
At this point, I'd like to end this podcast. We examined the transaction fee and the gateway fee. In our next podcast, we'll look at the equipment cost and how it plays into the cost of cashless vending.